If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Tonight, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by a host of characters, the San Francisco Chronicle's Leah Garchick, author Jerry Nachman, and voice actor and comedian Bob Sarlat.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, am I on now? All right, there you go. Welcome to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend. You can join us over the course of the next hour for our show, which, after all, is nothing without you, because we are an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we need your participation. It's very, very important. There are actually four of us tonight, more people who take your questions and hopefully give you answers as well. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And we have a toll-free number as well, believe it or not. And that number is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, Broadway, and just about everything else. Again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Most of our lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in. Sometimes we do get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but call in now and we will get you on as soon as possible. Just want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, mindsovermatter, at yahoo.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners. We don't read the emails during the show, but but we do read the emails. And if you'd like a podcast of this show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight at kalw.org. And hands across the table. Yeah, okay. And if you would like to hear our show, you can do that anywhere in the world, simply through the use of a smartphone or a computer at kalw.org. Okay, all that being said, we're going to start with the round of introductions. Here's the first, very neatly typed out for me. Everything is right again in Jerry Nachman's culinary world. Crabs and garlic fries are back, Westlake Joe's has reopened, and the Manor Coffee Shop reopens in a week. So take that, Michael Minna and Thomas Keller.
Thank you, Dana. Leah Garchick is trying to whip herself up into a basketball frenzy, but her heart belongs to Bochy.
Really? So now, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Let's see. All I know are chemistry, Latin, sports, and music, all things that require brute memory, and that's why I'm here tonight.
Very good, especially ad lib.
Well, hey, I kind of just made that up. I'm impressed with what I've heard on this show. I'm just trying to make a small dent.
Well, you'll make a bigger dent.
It'll be fine. I'm looking forward to it.
Leah?
Okay, when was the first phrase you read of Jerry's introduction?
What was?
Yeah. Could you read it again?
Yes. Everything is right again
okay.
In Jerry
I thought you were saying Jerry Nachman's colon. I don't think we should discuss that stuff on the show.
Well, he's of an age when we can talk about his colon. Yeah.
Knowing the way Dana reads these, I wouldn't be surprised to be saying.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, wishes to remind everyone of KALW's great mobile capacity. We are the only NPR station you can load into the back of a truck.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So, in case that the joke is lost on some of you, we are in a portable right now, which can't be loaded on the back of a truck. Okay. All that being said, we'll begin with... Oh, and by the way, I should say that we're happy to have Bob Sarlat here.
I am very pleased to be here.
All right. Thank you very much. And we might as well give you a chance that you're going to be doing the earthquake celebration.
Yes, I'm emceeing that. And if you want to get up at 4 to 5 in the morning, Dan, and watch me, please, I insist. It's going to be down at Lotus Fountain. I'll be there at 4:45, dressed in a different outfit, not the Punxsutawney Phil outfit, as I've been using many years. I'll be in a fireman's outfit because we have a dual celebration. We're going to also honor the fire department's 150 years in San Francisco. So I'm double gigging tomorrow, 1 at 4:45, 1 at 9 a.m. So that'll be fun.
You get a free meal out of it or something, don't you?
I do. Yeah, we get to have a Bloody Mary's, I think, at some point. But by the way, you guys are big on trivia. Did you know that Georgie Jessel invented the Bloody Mary? This is true?
Really?
Oh, I didn't know.
I was reading a book called Comedians by a guy named Cliff Nesteroff.
Okay,
Excellent book.
I know that book.
It's a good book.
Yeah.
It's right up your alley.
He's very good.
Yeah, yeah. So Georgie Jessel invented the Bloody Mary, and... Ted Healy took umbrage thinking he was making fun of his girlfriend who was named Mary, and Ted Healy took a shot at George Jessel and missed.
Oh.
Not to be confused with the Jewish concoction of the same, the Bloody Murray, which is vodka and Manischewitz, I believe. Anyway, there you go.
All right.
I don't know where that came from. It just did.
We'll begin with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, this is a carryover from last week because I asked it too late in the show, and I think it's a good enough question to put it up front. Who did these people later become known as? Dana got one of them. Maybe you could just not say it this week.
Oh, so. I don't remember, so go ahead.
Arthur Jefferson.
Oh, right.
Angelo Siciliano. Moses Teichman. Lily Chanchon, spelled C-H-A-N-C-H-O-I-N. And Krishna Pandit Banji, B-A-N-J-I.
Well, what was it about those?
Was the last one Korla Pandit?
No.
Okay.
I asked the same thing last week, but
these are the birth names of famous people. I'll go over again. Arthur Jefferson, Angelo Siciliano, Moses Teichman, Lily Chanchon, and Krishna Pandit Banji. They're all very, very famous people.
Lily Pons?
No. That's no.
Moses Teichman.
That's the best one of all.
Sort of some captain of industry of some sort. I don't know. I
can't, no.
Okay, all right.
Lily. Well, captain of a certain industry, okay. Yeah.
It's a Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Is Lily, is that Claudette Colbert?
Yes.
All right.
Nice. I can't believe you brought that in, Jerry, because my big thing was bringing in these rock and roll names of people.
Well, you can do that, too.
Okay. Well, we don't have to do it now, but I don't know what the format
is. We have no boundaries on this show. Everything goes.
I have a couple that are sort of the same. Okay. David Jones was what rock and roll star?
Davy Jones.
I know you're not a big rock and roll guy. That's why I want to get.
No, but he took the name because he had to take the name because there was already a Davy Jones.
Oh, right. David Jones of the Monkees, correct?
Of the Monkees,
but this
yeah.
is a different Dave. This is the real name of David Bowie.
Oh, okay.
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 Give the people at home a chance. To
oh, okay. That. That's fine. Yeah. All right. This is an easier one here, but I thought I'd start. Jerry Dorsey is known as what rock and roll?
Tommy Dorsey. Yeah.
No.
No, that's a familiar.
Jerry Dorsey, I don't know that.
And we're not. We don't give the answers. Is that correct?
No,
okay.
Not yet.
All right. Okay. How about this one? Luigi Sacco. This was a rock and roll guy with a very high voice, very hit, known to have hit tons, very high registers.
Frankie Lyman.
No, but that's a good guess.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
No relation to Sacco and Vanzetti.
No.
rock and roll.
Right.
But yeah, this is
a guy like Frankie Lyman. Huh?
Luigi Sacco. No,
not Dion.
No, but that's a good guess too because it's got the Italian sort of thing on the East Coast deal working there. Okay.
Who else?
Autry DeWalt.
Yeah.
That's a great fake name of a great, great sax player.
This is a rock performer.
Yeah.
Clarence Clemens?
No, on the right track.
Say it again, Bob.
Autry DeWalt, A-U-T-R-Y-D-E, new word, W-A-L-T.
Is this a contemporary?
Yeah. Actually, he just passed away.
Oh.
But he was a big guy in the 60s, sax player.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm giving hints. The lights are going on.
All right. Yeah. Leave that out for a moment. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Gary from Union City.
Hi, Gary.
I know who Autry DeWalt Jr. is.
Oh, who is it?
Junior Walker.
Yeah, Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Yeah.
And I know who Luigi Sacco is.
Okay.
Luke Christie,
Lightning Strikes.
Very good.
And I also know who Angelo Siciliano is.
Oh.
Who's that?
Charles Atlas.
Correct.
Charles Atlas.
Angelo Siciliano is Charles Atlas.
Yeah. Yes. And what was the last one? Did you get the last one?
Banji. I know who Banji is.
Who's that?
Ben Kingsley.
Very good.
Excellent.
Very good, Gareth.
All right, Gareth.
You were talking about George Jessel.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So he also produced the feature film Nightmare Alley.
Yeah, he was at Fox. He was a producer for a couple of years in the 40s.
George Jessel, ladies and gentlemen.
He also had his own series of specials called Here Come the Stars.
Wow.
I got a couple of questions.
All right.
Let me see. And what French release version of the feature film that Boris of the Laurel and Hardy film that Boris Karloff out of a bit role as a convict?
Repeat that, Dan.
In what French release version of a feature film did Boris Karloff
Laurel and Hardy did Boris Karloff have a bit role as a small role as a prisoner?
Oh, then
you have to talk slower.
All right,
Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
No. He said Laurel and Hardy. So it's Laurel and Hardy. Is it Pardon Us?
You have yourself a bell.
All right.
And a baby. That's good.
My second question. It's too bad Pauline Teichman isn't here, but way back in the late 90s, there was a group called, and wrestlers called, the NWO. You know, it stood for New World Order. What European country is that name outlawed?
In what
Germany.
European country is that name
outlawed? Yes, Germany. Germany. Germany.
Well, it sounds good. Job. It sounds a little fascistic.
It certainly does.
Thank you, Gareth.
No, you know what? Why, don't you?
Well, yeah, because of Nazis.
With Nazism.
Yes, yeah, we figured that part.
I think that's a pretty good reason.
Yeah, yeah. That was good.
Yeah,
very good.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right, Leah, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to say three words, and you tell me what those words have in common, why they're grouped together.
All right.
Decimate, journey, and quarantine.
Once more.
What would they have in common?
Mm-hmm.
Once more, Leah.
Decimate, journey, and quarantine.
What they have in common?
Is this a plague? A plague or something like that? Like a plague? No. Mm-mm. No. Okay.
Is there a literary source for all these three?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Does it have to do with the word spellings or the derivation?
Hmm.
Sort of. Maybe.
Oh. Okay, wait. The last one. Decimate, journey, and what's the last one?
Quarantine.
They all come from Latin.
That may be, but that's not it. No, they don't all come from Latin.
Well, journey would be jury. That's French for...
South French,
know,
yeah.
Is there a historical incident that ties them all together?
No.
But you kind of dithered when I asked you about it, if that has kind of anything to do with the spelling or the...
Mm-hmm.
It does have to do with the spelling. Okay.
Ditheringly.
What? Ditheringly?
It has something to do with the spelling.
There was spelling.
Quarantine. Journey. Decimate.
I don't know.
All right.
Just leave it out.
Leave it out. All right. Let me ask a couple questions here. Let's see. What is the most commonly used 15-letter word in English? What is the most commonly used 15-letter word in English?
Quarantine.
It's quite a common word.
Something you use around the house. Okay. Let's see.
What is the most commonly used 15-letter word in English?
Gosh, there's a lot of words. Can you give us a little bit of a clue or narrow it down a bit?
It is. It is not a.
There's a lot of 15-letter words.
Yeah, but this is the most commonly used one.
I know, okay. But okay.
It's frequently written.
Okay, I'm going to say it's an adverb. No.
No hints.
Okay, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay, wait. I think it's one of the.
Can you give it the part of speech it is?
I just asked that.
Uncommunicative.
What?
No, it's not bad.
Uncommunicative.
It's not it, but it's not bad.
No, it's posing as an important word. People use it a lot. It's going to end in ly. I'll bet you.
It does not end in ly.
Okay,
that helps you.
No, okay, it doesn't. But it.
All right. What is the most commonly used 15-letter word in English? It is frequently written.
Frequently written.
Yes, frequently used.
Well, most words are frequently written.
Yeah, but this is used in a. Well, you'll understand when you hear the word. Okay. Second question: who is the most mentioned American, real American, in movie titles?
Oh.
Who is the most mentioned real American that has appeared in movie titles?
Is it an exact name or is it a generic name?
It's an exact name.
Okay, I was going to say Mr.
Abraham
President.
Lincoln.
No, that's a good guess.
The most American who has appeared in
the real American.
Is this a full name or one name?
How about God? He's American,
full name.
Isn't he?
No.
No?
See, that's good.
Yeah. It's a real American, real person.
Full name.
Full name. Who is the most mentioned real American in movie titles?
Mr. Chips, no. I can't.
Elvis.
No. Nope.
Oh, that's not a bad guess.
Though. Nope.
Oh. Would it be something like Abbott and Costello? Because they're in the titles of their movies.
Oh,
this is true. They are in a lot of titles
that's
of their movies,
right,
but
right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
much more for this.
Or Pa Kettle.
Or the Three Stooges. Mom and Pa Kettle weren't real people.
No, this is a real person who existed.
Neither were the Three Stooges.
Right.
That's a good one.
All right. So once more, who is the most mentioned real American, person who really existed, in movie titles? And
how many movies can you give us?
Good, like 35, 40.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have the exact number here, but it's pretty close to that.
It's not Lassie.
Not Lassie.
That's a good one.
It's a human. Human.
Lassie's
she sometimes
real
was.
American.
She sometimes she was. Sometimes
but not human. And what is the most commonly used 15-letter word in the English language? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Arun from Los Gatos.
Hi.
So I think you had gotten Arthur Jefferson last week. That's Stan Laurel.
Right.
Stan Laurel. Good. Yeah. Good one.
And Krishna Bhanji is Ben Kingsley. I think Garrett got that.
Right.
Garrett said that. Very good.
So since we're talking about people of Indian origin, Jerry Darcy was also born in India, was Engelbert Humperdinck.
That's correct.
Oh.
Yes. What was his name?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
No, I mean
Jerry Dorsey.
Oh, Jerry Dorsey.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
So two more persons of Indian origin or born in India. Harry Webb. Do you know who he is?
Harry Webb. No. Yeah. Was he an entertainer?
Yes, musician, British.
British musician.
And Farooq Balsara. That's Farrokh. Last name is Balsara. Again, British musician.
D-A-L, could you spell it again?
The last name is B. B for
boy.
A-L-S-A-R-A.
Basara. And is Basara, is that an entertainer as well?
Yes, both are musicians. Very, very famous across the world. Yeah.
Harry Webb, that sounds very familiar.
Sounds like a songwriter, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
No. We
a singer, musician, or an instrumentalist?
Harry, both are singers.
Both are singers.
In what era would you say?
So Harry Webb was very, very famous during the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Uh-huh. And Farooq Balsara, 70s, 80s.
Oh, my God. Not my era.
Maybe Bob knows.
Bob should know.
No, wait. Harry, this is Harry.
Harry Webb.
This is a real name of a stage name.
Indian.
Correct.
Born.
Real name. Real name.
Of an Indian singer.
The Harry Webb is now knighted, so you know him as Sir something.
Oh.
Wow.
But, yeah.
What, was he like a top 40 music rock and roll guy? Ravi Shankar? I don't know.
No. He has a
wrong country.
No, that's right. Well, I thought I would try something.
Fabian.
Fabian Forte.
Sure.
I don't know.
Have no idea.
No. Bob Geldorf.
No.
I know he was
older.
He wasn't an Indian.
Older. No.
Older than Bob.
I don't think we know.
No.
Sir Cliff Richard.
Oh, Cliff Richard.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I liked Cliff
and who
Richard.
Is Farooq?
Yes.
Who?
Do you know Farooq?
No, we don't.
Freddie Mercury.
Right. He was Lebanese. Was he Lebanese?
No, he was of Indian origin, but a Parsi, and he was born in East Africa.
Okay.
So he was an Indian immigrant,
Good question. Thank you very much.
Cliff Richard, that was excellent.
Oh, I have one more question.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, so Donald William Sinclair was the co-proprietor of a hotel in Torquay, England, in the early 70s.
Right.
And a group stayed there for 3 weeks. Now, due to Sinclair's rudeness towards this group, which included criticizing one member's table etiquette and tossing another's briefcase out of a window in case it contained a bomb, all except two of the group left. What happened as a result? What did the two do?
This sounds exactly like a plot of a Fawlty Towers episode.
Absolutely right. The two that were left were John Cleese and his wife, then wife Connie Booth.
Oh, very good, Dave.
Well, because of Torquay, that's what gave it away.
Oh, I thought it was a real event.
Good job.
Nice, very nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Impressive.
All right. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman, voice artist and comedian Bob Sarlot from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And Jerry, it is your turn.
Okay, well, it's, Bob might get this. Soccer is the world's most played sport. What is the second most popular?
Hockey?
No.
I know.
Cricket?
Yeah, cricket is very
no.
popular.
Do you mean no. played by people, not professionally?
Yeah, everyone.
Teams, individually? Is it a team? Well,
it's it is a team sport, yes.
Mm-hmm. Bowling? No.
Basketball?
Polo.
No.
It's think international here, right?
Sort well, of. Yeah. It's, I guess so, yeah.
Or rugby.
It's an Olympic sport.
Rugby.
No.
It's an Olympic sport.
And it can be a team sport.
Yeah.
It can be or it is all the time.
Not all the time.
Curling?
No, not curling.
The
no.
dullest sport of all time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Olympics.
Ice skating?
No.
So it can be a team sport, but not all the time.
No.
Track and field?
No.
What, swimming?
No.
Skiing?
Yeah.
Nope.
What's the international
torture?
Weather? Torture, yeah.
Torture?
Second most popular sport after soccer.
Interesting.
Do we say tennis? No. No.
Volleyball? No.
Volleyball, very good.
All right.
Good.
That's okay. Surprising, because right. That hasn't been an Olympic very sport good. For that long. Very good.
Yeah. Okay. You want to give us another question, Jerry?
Okay, I'll ask this a local one. This is kind of up Leah's alley, but Bob's pretty local, too. So where and when was San Francisco's first McDonald's opened?
Where and when?
So that... The chain opened in about, like, 55 or something, I think. Huh?
Well, that's when it started. Yeah, I don't know if it was here in 55.
1971.
Well, let me ask you this question. Is that McDonald's still there in
yes.
the same place?
Ocean
yes.
Avenue?
Ocean Avenue.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say out by the park. That's
I pass it every Sunday night on the way to the show.
Allow me to get all the lowbrow questions correct.
Very good. Excellent.
Let's see. I have an idea. I like Latin. I'm a Jesuit.
Yeah.
What does the dative case refer to in
dative,
Latin?
I've heard that phrase.
Dative. In other words, the endings of words in
it's
Latin
in grammar,
refer
right?
to how they're used in grammar.
I took Latin for 2 years, and I sadly don't remember it.
Well, there are like five cases.
Same as
nominative, genitive.
Declarative.
Dative. Oh. Accusative and ablative.
Very Exodus, good. Leviticus, and...
Shadrach, Mizrach, and...
Yeah.
But the dative... people are going to know that one, I think.
Oh, yeah, they will.
The all dative right, case.
Say it again, once more.
The five cases are nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, and ablative. Someone's going to know all five of those, I'll bet.
Probably.
Yeah. I like Latin as a... As
yeah. I wish I'd taken it.
I took like 4 years of it and 3 years of French, so... So I still remember the conjugations. It makes me popular at cocktail parties for a short time until I start drinking.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Radul in the Carnero.
Hi.
In Hollywood in the 30s and 40s, there were four actors who were very good friends, and they were known as the Irish Mafia.
Right.
The what mafia?
The Irish Mafia.
That's who they are.
Spencer Tracy?
That's one.
Pat O'Brien?
No.
Pat O'Brien is
no,
his name?
No, not Spencer Tracy.
Really? I thought it was,
no.
I thought he was one. I know it's Cagney.
Cagney
and Frank McHugh was Frank McHugh
yes.
one. And Lynn Overman was...
No.
I thought Spencer Tracy was
what
one.
What about the guy that was played the priest? What's his name? Is it Pat O'Brien? Wasn't that his name?
Pat O'Brien.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's
one.
So we have two?
We have one more, I think.
Three. Right? We got three.
We have three or four, I think. We got three out of four.
And
yeah, the last one's probably the least well known, but
Barry Fitzgerald.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah. Not doesn't boys. Get more Irish than that.
I'm Father Duffy, boys.
I remember reading about that. Okay, ooh. So we got Cagney, Frank McHugh, Lynn Overman.
Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien. Okay.
Who's Lynn Overman?
Lynn Overman was a character actor. Was a good friend.
Known to you and about
to me, yeah. And is it Zachary Scott by any chance?
No.
Or George?
But this guy also is just a character actor. He never was top billing in anything.
Like Ralph Morgan or Frank Morgan? Anything like that?
No.
Let's go with this. Cagney,
Lynn Overman,
Pat O'Brien.
Frank McHugh. Well,
I see the ones
Pat O'Brien.
Said. Right.
One more.
Huh? Yeah, I don't know.
he's the least well known, you say.
What's the? Can you give one movie that the guy was in? Oh, we dropped. Okay, okay. Call back. It's all right.
Four out of five. That's not bad.
It's your turn.
Okay. When the Pope got an Instagram handle, he got 1 million followers in less than 12 hours, breaking the previous record, which was held by whom?
One of the Kardashians?
Nope.
Kanye West?
Nope.
12 hours.
The previous record was 24 hours to get 1 million.
Wow.
Obama?
Nope.
Is it a statesman or an entertainer? Can you tell us?
Nope.
Justin Bieber.
I didn't think so.
No. Nope.
That's a good one.
Could be a lot of people.
Probably another international statesman, maybe.
Donald Trump.
Nope.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Repeat the question, if you would, Leah.
Okay. The Pope just got an Instagram handle. And it took him 12 hours to get 1 million followers, thereby setting a record. The previous record holder had reached 1 million in 24 hours. Who was it?
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, Billy from Bernal.
Hi, Billy.
Hi. Lily Shoshon? The name?
Hirschmoff.
Is that Piaf?
No. That's the one. That was Claudette Colbert.
That's the one you asked.
Oh, Lily. Yeah. Who did you say?
Piaf.
No, Dana got it. It's Claudette Colbert.
Okay.
Thanks.
The name in movies?
Right.
George Washington?
No, not George Washington.
Okay, that's all I got.
All right.
Thanks.
I forgot about that question. I like that one.
How about Napoleon?
No, that's very good, and he's probably like three or four on that list.
How about King, like Martin Luther King, and then all the movies like about
No, it's King it would be the King same person for all of them, and it's first and last name. Too.
Wow.
Okay, since Bob is here, I have some Henny Youngman one-liners, and what I want you to do is finish them. I'm going to give you the first line, and you tell me what the
maybe we can make up better ones.
What the joke is? Okay, here we go.
Are we also allowed to answer?
Yeah, I'll give you each one guess on each of them. Okay.
Okay.
All right. My wife and I went back to the hotel where we spent our wedding night. What's the next line? All right. I'll just give you all of them.
Okay.
All right. Number one was, my wife and I went back to the hotel where we spent our wedding night. Number two is, she's been married so many times. What's the next line?
It's like
you can come up with your own.
It's like a Mickey Rooney Rice joke, I think, isn't it?
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
It's something with rice in it.
I'm going to give you the credit for that. Okay. She's been married so many times, she has rice marks on her face.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
I was going to say there's a famine in China.
Number three, my wife is an earth sign and I'm a water sign.
Is that slippery when wet?
No. All right, well, let me finish the list.
Okay.
Number four is, doctor, my leg hurts. What can I do?
Oh. Okay, wait.
And I have one more. Number one.
Stop walking, something like that.
You're on the right track, but not quite. Number five is, I miss my wife's cooking.
I wish she'd begin.
Oh, there's some joke about heartburn and not being there anymore?
Nope, not it.
I miss my wife's cooking.
Sam Levinson's joke.
All right, so I'll go over the whole list.
The fire went out.
I'll go over the list
once
more.
Did you hear that joke?
These are Henny Youngman jokes. I want you to supply the punchline.
Okay.
Number one, my wife and I went back to the hotel where we spent our wedding night. Number two, she's been, well, we got number two. She's been married so many times, and the punchline is she has rice marks on her face. Number three, my wife is an earth sign. I'm a water sign. Number four is, doctor, my leg hurts. What can I do? And number five is, I miss my wife's cooking. What's the punchline?
I should know the cooking one. I miss my wife's cooking.
Think it over. Think it over.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's dead, and you can use these in your
own. Yeah, I can. Yeah.
So.
My brother-in-law is a diamond cutter, mows the grass at Yankee Stadium. I remember that was one of them. let's see. what was the other one I used to love that he did? My wife said, tip me somewhere you've ever been before. I showed her the kitchen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Well, the cooking joke is going to be like that sort of an...
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, Monique in Daly City.
Hi.
I'm going to switch over to Henny Youngman. I'm guessing I miss my wife's cooking every chance I get.
Exactly.
Nice.
As often as possible.
Very good.
The hotel is... I'd like to return to the scene of the crime or something.
Oh, that's a good try. I like that, but that's not it.
Which one is that? Which question was that?
My wife and I went back to the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to guess, this is a guess, about the quarantine journey.
Yes.
Decimate.
Right.
I'm guessing it's epidemic related and it has to do with numbers. A decimate, maybe a tenth of the population. Quarantine, it has something to do with four. I know what quarantine means, but I have no...
Yeah.
And journey, something that happens in a day. I have no idea.
Well, that's close enough, but it's not about one episode. It's that all those words are based on numbers, and that the numbers are no longer part of the words. But decimate used to mean reduced by 10%.
Yeah, right.
Journey meant the amount of distance you could travel in a day.
Yeah.
And excellent. Quarantine was in the 17th century, 40 days. A widow could remain on the property of her deceased husband.
Okay, great question. The population was locked up from. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, but you got to the heart of it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. We having trouble with the phones here? No? All right. Try it again. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hello? You there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, okay. I just called. I can't believe I got through so quickly. The movie question, which I don't usually know hardly anything about, could it be Cecil B. DeMille?
No. Oh, that's an interesting idea. Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Like Cecil B. DeMille.
Cecil B. DeMille presents. But no, he'd have to be actually in the title of the film.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
I have a couple of questions.
Right.
Andy Hardy?
There are six countries in Europe that are transcontinental. You know, part of these countries share two continents. Can you name them?
Six countries that are transcontinental?
Yeah, they have part is in Europe and part is in another continent.
All right. So, I mean, like Panama. Is Panama one?
No. Six countries in Europe.
Oh, it has to be in Europe?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Turkey is the obvious.
Yeah, Turkey.
Right. That's the one.
Is Israel one?
No.
So you're only talking about Europe and Asia then, right?
Mainly.
Okay. Mongolia?
Pardon?
Is any part of Mongolia?
No, it has to be Europe and Asia.
Yeah, Europe and Asia.
Well, Mongolia. Well,
that's
no.
not Europe.
No, Manchuria?
No, that's too far. No. How about, is it like one of the countries in the Caucasus, like Armenia, for instance?
Actually, that's not a transcontinental country. It's a historically construed as part of Europe, but it's totally in Asia.
All right.
Afghanistan?
No.
Europe. So, all right. So, Europe and...
Another continent.
Europe and another continent.
Yeah, hint, two of them have capitals in Europe,
okay.
And the other is on another continent.
So, well, Russia, obviously.
Yep.
I don't know why I didn't think of
that. Yeah, I was thinking of that. Didn't quite have the guts to go with that.
Should have.
I know.
So Russia, Turkey, Asia. Is Spain possibly one?
No.
No. Asia and Europe. Azerbaijan?
Yes, that's one.
How about Albania?
No, that's definitely in Europe.
Asia and Europe.
What about all those other stands that are over there? Aren't there a couple of... Aren't there Kyrgyzstan or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Uzbekistan.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, maybe Kazakhstan?
Yep, that's one.
All right,
not
good.
On the right track.
Not Uzbekistan? No?
No.
All right, fill in the gap for us.
Georgia?
Oh, Georgia, okay.
And Iceland, which actually had its capital is in North America.
Reykjavik is in North America?
Yeah, and then there's that's kind of like a plate thing. And you go across this little river 30 miles out, and you're in Europe.
Interesting. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jeez, that was interesting.
And let's see. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay. If Donald Trump becomes president, fill in your own comment here, the country may be ruled by, I don't quite know how to say this, minarchism or minarchism, MINARCHISM. What is that?
Spell it again, would you, Jerry?
MINARCHISM. Minarchism, minarchism, I don't know how you say it.
Is that, would you call that a political philosophy or?
Yeah.
Okay.
That must be a Latin word, M-I-N-A-R, I'll bet you.
Yeah. Or M-I-N.
Is that where the worst person rules?
No.
It kind of reminds me of a crown of some sort. I don't know why. No. Boy.
It's kind of
an old philosophy.
An old philosophy.
Yeah.
One man, one vote. No, I don't know.
No.
I know. That's a tough one.
Is it? I'm sorry. Is it M I N A? Is that the? Are those
M I N A R C H I S M?
All right. Could you read the question once more, if you would.
If Donald Trump becomes president, the country may be ruled by minarchism, which is what?
Minarchy. What is that?
A government by the few?
That's true, but it's not quite specific enough.
Okay. Government by... Well, that doesn't... No, there's another definition for that. Governed by the few and the rich?
Governed by the rich.
That's close enough. Only property owners may participate in government.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's like that, where they have all these voters' registration rules. In the,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Bob, your turn.
Okay. I'm not sure I have anything right now. I'll pass, Alan. No, Alan Ludden. I'm going Alan Ludden password. Let's see. Okay, it's baseball season. We're in a Giants outfit here. We have Giants fans here, I imagine. Who pitched the first game that the Giants won in San Francisco?
Oh, that's a good one.
So 62?
No, actually 1958.
Oh, 58.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Was he? He was on the New York team.
Yes, he was. Seal Stadium, the baptism of Seal Stadium has a
Sal Magley.
No.
Is he on that team?
No.
It's a little after him, I think. Yeah.
You mean the barber? Yeah. Sal the barber. Yeah.
Sal the barber.
No.
Okay. Right.
Give the question once more, if you
okay.
Will.
Okay. Who got the win? Who pitched the? Who was the first winning pitcher for the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco?
1958.
An 8-0 win over the Dodgers.
Is he still well remembered?
I believe so. Heck, I remember him. But he was well known.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But he's a well known Giant.
Well known Giant.
Who was on that team? Gee.
I can also ask a follow-up, which is for sports guys.
A New York guy, too.
Does anybody remember the starting lineup for that team?
That's a good team. That's a very good question.
The starting lineup for the Giants in 1958. You know the first, yes, I do.
Give it to us.
Well.
No, leave it out.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, I'm going opening a baseball season and like that.
All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. You don't have to repeat that, Bob, but Jerry, okay. What do you have?
Well, I'm looking for one more person of my... who was Moses Teichman? Who did he later become very famously?
All right.
Moses Teichman.
Okay. Leah.
T-E-I-C-H-M-A-N.
Was that it for you?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Moses Teichman.
Okay. I'm going to do, even though it's late,
No. Just repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet.
Oh.
No, I'll get to you in just one second.
Oh.
We're not there
okay.
Yet.
Who held the record before the Pope broke it Instagram, the fastest acquisition of
You say Instagram or tweets?
I said Instagram.
Instagram. Hmm.
Not that would help us.
Oh, God.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What is the most commonly used 15-letter word in English? The most commonly used 15-letter word in English?
I still think it's... Yeah.
It ends with an S.
An S.
It ends with an S. And let's see. Who is the most mentioned real American whose name is used in movie titles? The most mentioned real American in movie titles.
Davy Crockett?
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
And it is a historical person.
Okay.
Not Davy Crockett. Again, who is the...
I said Davy Crockett.
Oh, yeah.
King of the Wild Frontier.
Yeah.
Who is the most mentioned real American that has appeared in movie titles? And I have some Henny Youngman jokes. What I want you to do is tell me what the punchline is for these jokes. My wife and I went back to the hotel where we spent our wedding night. What is the punchline? Number two, my wife is an earth sign. I'm a water sign. Punchline there. Doctor, my leg hurts. What can I do? Punchline. All right.
Water and sign water and what's the other sign?
My wife is an earth sign and I'm a water sign.
Put it together, you got mud.
Exactly.
Oh.
Nicely done.
Exactly.
Nicely done.
All right. Together we make mud.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Nice.
All right. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. I'm sorry, Dale. Go ahead, please.
Okay, I have a rhyming triplet, and what those are I give you three clues, and the answers are all words that rhyme with each other, okay. Three words that rhyme with each other. Okay. Terrestrial fear is the first clue. Flying patterns is the second clue. And El Nino is the third. Terrestrial fear, flying patterns, and El Nino.
Terrestrial what?
Flying patterns.
Fear.
There's El Nino.
Terrestrial fear.
Explain what the premise of this is, just for folks who may not have heard.
Okay, I said there are three clues, and the answers to each clue are a single word, and each word rhymes with the other.
Okay.
So there are three rhyming words. Terrestrial fear, flying patterns. This is science-based, and El Nino.
Flying patterns.
Yeah, just...
I don't know.
Is rain one of the words?
No.
That's what I thought for, you know.
In the meantime, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. You there?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi,
you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Big Radul again.
Hi, sorry about that. We didn't mean to cut you off.
That's what I was wondering is you couldn't get the fourth, so anyway.
Yeah, no, we didn't hang up on you because we couldn't get the answer. We'd be hanging up on everybody if we did that.
Oh. Should I just give it to you then?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Alan Jenkins.
Oh, Alan Jenkins, who was the Irish Mafia guy. Very good.
Right.
Excellent.
Right. And then together they only appeared in one film. All four only appeared in one film together.
Oh, my.
Can you name that?
So Alan Jenkins, Frank McHugh.
Cagney.
Cagney.
Pat O'Brien and James Cagney.
Yeah. Wow.
Philadelphia Story. No.
God, there are a lot of Warner Brothers movies that they did in the 30s. So, what year was the movie?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it was in the 30s.
Definitely in the 30s.
It's kind of apropos for...
The Irish in Us?
Yep.
Oh,
you got it.
Wow.
All right.
The Irish in Us. Nice.
Good job. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was strong.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Got a little game for you.
All right.
It's been called Fractured Flickers.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the cast list for two films. Mm-hmm. The last word in the title of the first film is the same as the first word of the second film.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
So if I were to give you Julia Roberts, Richard Gere, Joan Cusack as cast one, cast two, Boris Karloff, and Elsa Lanchester, what would be the combined film title?
So
The Something Bride and then The Bride of Frankenstein.
Yes.
The what bride? The Runaway Bride?
Perfect.
Excellent. Wow. The Runaway Bride of Frankenstein. There you go.
All right. Cast one, Alan Bates, Glenda Jackson. Cast two, Woody Allen, Diane Keaton.
Is it Women in Love?
Mm-hmm.
And Women in Love, Annie Hall. Well, Annie Hall. So what do we put that? How do we put that together?
Women in Love and Death.
Yes, perfect.
Oh, yeah, very good. Very good.
Women in Love and Love.
All right.
Jeez.
All right, cast one, Renee Zellweger, Hugh Grant, Colin Firth.
Of The Wedding.
The Bridget Jones Diary.
Yes. Cast two, Frank Langella, Carrie Snodgrass.
Oh, Diary of the Mad Housewife.
Bridget Diary, great. Joan Diary of Mad
Housewife.
Okay, you're getting the feel of it. I'm going to make it a little tougher for you. I'm just going to give you one cast member now.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
So, first one, cast one is Lily Tomlin. Cast two is Karen Black.
I might be too
come
little
back
to go
to
on.
The Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean is all I can think
okay, of. Okay, cast one includes Jane Fonda.
Nine to five,
and what's the other one?
Well, yeah, but that's not quite right because five isn't the first word of the second title, is it?
It is.
I thought it was come back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy
Dean. You said
no,
that,
but there might be another movie that begins with five.
Cast two includes also Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Five Easy Pieces. Yeah.
Good. And cast one, Bruce Willis. Cast two, Kate Winslet.
Dead.
I think one person is too little to go on. We have to all work. Right.
Cast one, Haley Joel Osment, Toni Collette, Olivia Williams.
Oh, The Sixth Sense.
And cast two, Emma Thompson, Hugh Grant.
Oh, The Sixth Sense and Sensibility.
Very good. You got them all.
All right.
Good job, guys.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's see.
No one's picked up on my lame Latin question yet.
No, that's they're all. That sometimes happens.
I think there are a lot of people trying to forget their time in Catholic school. Maybe that's it.
Could be.
This is probably pretty easy for you guys. What is the only word in English that begins and ends with UND?
Gerund.
Underground?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
What was the premise? The only question, the only
three? The only word in English that begins and ends with UND. Bob got it. Underground.
Very good, Bob.
There you go.
Congratulations.
The Catholic school education.
I just woke up, ladies and gentlemen.
Is congratulations the 15-letter
word? It is. Congratulations is the most commonly used.
You've been concentrating.
15-letter word in English. Excellent. Good job.
Very nice.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Let's see. This element, people have a lot of fun knowing about elements. This element is named after the devil. Which one?
Devilonium.
No. It's called that way by the German miners because they could never separate it from copper. well-known element.
Now, when you say it was named after the devil, do you mean actually named after the word devil?
The word Satan in German.
Beelzebubian.
Beelzebubian.
Oh, so the word devil.
Luciferian?
I don't know. So it's the word devil in German.
More or less.
Teufel? Isn't it Teufel in German?
No, remember, trying to get cover out. I'll just give you the answer because the time is very short. Nickel.
Oh, Nicodemus. Nicodemus?
Nicodemus, that's right.
Exactly.
Is that it? Okay.
Wow. Okay. All of us have some friends that are contrarians. Well, what kind of friends are those? Contrarians.
What kind of friends are those?
Yeah.
I don't get the premise.
Contrarians.
Well, the ones that think the opposite or say the opposite of what...
You always say the opposite of what you
think.
Yeah, so?
That's good. Everybody, all of us have one of those.
That's all right.
Thank you very much.
We don't fight them. All right. What's it to you? Yeah. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Did you have last week these women of the night that won Oscars?
I didn't ask that question. One of the callers did. And yes, but they had all the people who won the Best Actress Award for playing a prostitute.
So did you get them all?
I think we did.
I got most of them.
We got most of them anyway.
Well, I just thought of Vivien Leigh for Streetcar, and I wonder if that was gotten.
Well, she wasn't really
a prostitute.
A little loose around the edges.
Yeah.
So this Henny Youngman stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. About going to the hotel and filing the divorce papers?
No. Well, no. My wife and I went to the hotel where we spent our wedding night. Yeah. What's the punchline?
Yeah, filing our divorce papers.
No,
I didn't get it.
Not it.
And what about the name in the movie? Jesse James?
It is Jesse James. Oh, very
wow.
Good. Excellent.
Got really? My bell.
Good
I'm
job.
Good.
Okay. Wow.
Thanks.
Yes, Jesse James.
Jesse James?
The most mentioned, American in movie titles. Yes.
He said like 30 movies?
Oh, at least. More than that.
Really?
Like more like 40, yeah.
God, I can only think of two, but anyway.
Yeah. Most of them are like B-Westerns, you know.
And a lot of silence, maybe, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Who played Jesse James? I just kind of curious.
Oh, yeah, lots of people.
Really?
Yeah, like Audie Murphy and,
Tyrone
Bauer.
Yeah.
And, lots
okay.
of people.
So. All right.
Anyway, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
Thomas in Berkeley just scooped me on Jesse James.
Oh, sorry about that.
But I can't answer at least 3/5 of the lame Latin question.
Oh, good. Okay. There you go.
Thank you. Reaching back to high school. So nominative is when it's the subject, it's a noun.
Yes, or predicate nominative, correct.
Genitive is the possessive.
Yes, very good.
I think dative, which was your original question, is the indirect object.
Yes, it is. I gave him my tie. Him is the indirect object, yes.
Accusative is the direct object.
Yes.
And ablative, I remember being like everything else.
It's object of the preposition.
Object of the preposition.
Yeah.
That's okay. Right. 4 out of 5.
That's excellent. I think he deserves a ring for 4 out of 5.
An A plus anyway. Yeah.
Really? Well done. Where did you go to school? Did you go to a Jesuit school?
No, I went to public school.
Wow.
In Maryland, yeah.
Beautiful.
So I have one question inspired by your earlier question. One more rock and roller real name. Well, two. Richard Penniman.
Okay, that's Little Richard.
Little Richard.
That's Little
yeah.
Richard. Right. Okay. Here's one from a little later on. Vince Vernier.
Oh, that's from Washington. He's the guy that ate the mice. They ate the animal. He was a track star in college at Washington State. it's all over it.
You definitely got it.
School's out. He did.
Yep.
He ate mice.
He ate. Did he eat bats or did something like that? Did
no,
he
you're confusing him with Ozzy.
Yes,
but
I am.
A lot of shocking things.
Yes. School's out for a woman's name too, right?
That's right.
Jeez, I'm all over it.
You're all over it.
Almost.
School's
out for
a
woman's name?
Yeah,
Marilyn Manson?
Something like that. That's a great guess, but it's
what was it?
Not Marilyn Manson.
Vincent Fournier. He was.
It sounds like, yeah.
Marilyn Manson is a pale imitation of this guy.
Okay.
Yes, this guy's the real deal.
Early 70s.
I liked his. I loved his music, actually. Oh, good.
Yeah. You want me to give it to you? I know you know it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
All right.
Oh, of course.
Well, you knew where he went to college.
Yes.
He
was a track star at Washington State.
I did, but I whispered it. I did
oh,
say
Oh, did you say it?
All right.
Yeah. Oh,
you don't want to
whisper it.
You don't want to whisper
sure
anything. You don't want to whisper anything in this group.
Well, thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Alice
Bye,
Cooper.
Guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. And next call. Hi, you're on the Minds Ever Matter.
Hi. Sparky and Maddie, how are you all doing?
Good, thanks.
Well, I'm glad you got congratulations, because I had written down circumnavigate, which is 14 letters, and counterclockwise, which is 16 letters.
Oh, well.
We could have circumnavigates with an S.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, close. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Circumnavigating.
Yeah,
that's even longer.
Yeah.
How about Lady Gaga?
Nope.
Not bad, I guess.
Yeah.
And Bob, your question about who got the first win for the Giants.
Right.
I think you also got the last win for the New York Giants was Ruben Gomez.
Ruben Gomez is the correct answer. Yes. 8-0 over the Dodgers.
Now, can you name the starting nine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you do that, caller, on the starting lineup for the Giants in 58?
Starting lineup in 58. All I can throw in is, like, say, Cepeda.
Cepeda at first, yep.
Willie Mays somewhere in like center field.
In center, correct.
McCovey wasn't there yet.
Not yet. No, he came about a year later in 59.
Who would have been catcher? Caller?
Tom Holler, I believe.
I think a little early for him, too. I'm thinking it was Valmy Thomas.
Okay.
Great name.
As for the rest of the lineup, how about Jim Davenport?
Correct. Jim Davenport at third base, yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Alvin Dark?
No, that was later. He actually... Alvin Dark's another answer to a great trivia question.
I think he was long done as a player by the time because he was manager of the Giants in 62.
A little later on, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
He was a guy that was in the... I think he was in the World Series and he was in the Rose Bowl. But that's... anyway, from LSU.
Anyway.
But, it was Daryl Spencer, I believe, at shortstop.
Who did Eddie Stanky play for?
I think he was...
Red Sox.
But he was a New York Giant of some... New York...
That's right.
Dodgers or Giants, I don't know.
I think I'm not even sure.
Same
that. He was a New York player.
Yeah.
Any more, Sparky?
We're done.
Okay.
We're gonna...
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. One more call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
Let's see. I couldn't believe I couldn't think of Jesse James.
Oh, that's all right.
I mean, it's, of course, a zillion movie. Anyway, let's go back to the Giants. We got Mays in center field.
Right.
Was Philippe Alou in right field?
Not yet. He came in. He wore number 49 when he opened, and he finished with number 23. But he was later on. He was another year later.
I'm sorry. We have to wind it up though, because we're almost
out
of time. Okay.
Your catcher was Ed Bailey.
All right.
Okay.
Good job. Thank you so much. All right. Jerry, time to clean up. What do you got? Sorry about that.
Moses Teichman. I still can't get my head around this. Later became Arthur Murray.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
Bob, anything you want to add?
I don't think so. Danny O'Connell was at second base for the Giants.
Oh,
all right.
Good.
Leah.
Okay, the record holder before the Pope for Instagram was David Beckham. And I think I'll leave the rhyming triplet for next time.
Okay, that's fine. All right, I'll finish the Hannah Youngman jokes here. My wife and I went to the hotel where we spent our wedding night, only this time I stayed in the room and stayed in the bathroom, went into the bathroom and cried. There you go.
Yes,
sorry about that. I screwed that up. Doctor, my leg hurts. What can I do? The doctor says, limp. All right.
That's great.
If we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman, the comedian and voice artist Bob Starla. Thank you very much, Bob.
My pleasure.
From the San Francisco Chronicle columnist Leah Garchik, I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to David LaTulipe and Steve Wilcott for handing the board and phones. And, of course, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Take care. Join us next Sunday. Bye-bye.
It's got to be you, brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't being, it's frank. It's got to be this or that.
This is KALW San Francisco.